There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. And another great hour is straight ahead because we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. I'm determined to get this guy on much more often than we do. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, and we're going to talk about all kinds of things from new cars, what he's driven recently at home, what he's driven recently at press launches. We're going to talk about motorsports, and we're going to have lots of fun. There's no question about that. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Left over from a previous hour of the broadcast, a trivia question. Whoever comes up with the answer to this trivia question picks up not one, not two, but three prizes. That's right. You'll get a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. You'll get some free wash drop samples, the new way to wash your car using one bucket of water and no hose. And also, you'll get a Haynes manual, and that is worth big bucks. And the question is, going back into the 1970s, which automotive company, which manufacturer gave us the vehicle known as the TR7. This one is so easy. The TR7. I remember the advertisements. The shape of things to come. What was the car company? 855-660-4261. Sliding up to the microphone is one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is a contributing columnist for a whole slew of publications, from the Tribune newspaper group to being a contributing editor for Car and Driver magazine, for Auto Week magazine, does some work for Consumer Guide. He's also the gentleman behind the wonderful website and great resource for everybody who loves all things motorsport, and it's simply called motorsport.com. Here's the man himself, Stephen Cole Smith. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us. I know how much you travel, and it's always great to have you on the air with us.
Well, this is a rare at-home weekend. I covered the IMSA series, and we had a race last weekend at Motorsport up in Canada, and next weekend at Lime Rock in Connecticut. So I'm kind of enjoying just having a weekend off right now. So, just enjoying this Florida weather and a temperature of 102 heat index outside. So I'm inside right now, as you can imagine.
You're a smart man. Let's talk a little bit about previewing next week's race in Connecticut. Lime Rock is certainly a very challenging track. It's a track just filled with automotive history. Tell our listeners a little bit about this track and what you foresee for next weekend.
Well, it's there's going to be two classes of the Tudor United Sports Car Championship Racing, GT Daytona, which is the largest. Those are Porsche 911s, BMWs. There's a Viper 2 in there, a lot of pretty neat stuff. And then there's the Prototype Challenge class, which is an open cockpit prototype car that uses they all use the same engine, a Chevrolet engine, and they go really fast. So those are the two cars, because Lime Rock is a fairly short track. The regular prototype class and the GT Le Mans class are taking the week off, just like GT Daytona did last weekend up at Motorsport. So we're about halfway through the season with sports car racing, and no really clear winners yet as far as who's going to be the next champion. But there's been a lot of good competition, a lot of good cars. This is only the second year for the Tudor Series. Of course, it's the combined Grand Am and American Le Mans Series. So we've had some pretty good racing. It's starting to catch on, I think. There's there's a pretty good TV package. Some of the sponsors are starting to come in. So it's generally a lot of fun to race. And they've got such a great schedule, Bob. Like you mentioned, great tracks like Mosport, like Lime Rock. We'll go to Virginia International Raceway. We're going to Road America. We've been to Laguna Seca. Some of the best tracks in the country, including COTA. We're going to the Circuit of the Americas late in the season. So it's been a lot of good racing so far and a lot of good racing coming up, I think.
And as you mentioned to me, as being a lifelong resident of the greater Boston area, when I moved down to Florida, one of the big reasons was the fact that I would get to drive cool cars year-round, and also the racing that's down here in this neck of the woods. As you say, just about every week of the year, with the exception of maybe one or two, there's something going on. There's so much racing embedded here in the state of Florida.
There really is, Bob. In fact, I kind of took a busman's holiday last night, and my wife and I went to a short track over on the Gulf Coast and just sat there and watched sportsman classes and the super stocks and street classes. It's, like you said, just almost year-round there's something going on. And not just racing, just car stuff in general. We've got a lot of retirees down here. As you know, the Villages is north of Orlando, and I think pretty much every retiree there has brought some kind of vintage car along with him or her. We had one of the little towns near where I live had a car show just a couple of weeks ago, and normally you'd think that's maybe a dozen cars. Bob, there had to be 100 cars there, and I mean some really, really nice stuff. A former AA dragster that had been turned into a street car. Everything from Grand Prix with the CJ package, just a lot of guys, and a lot of guys actually older than us, if you can imagine that, Bob, and they're sitting there and they're in cars that they've had for 30 years, and man, it's just a treat because a lot of those cars they bought new, or they're cars that they had when they were kids and they wanted another one now. So, you know, a lot of just gorgeous Corvettes, Thunderbirds from the 50 to 55 to 57 era. It's just amazing, the car culture down here. It rivals anything California has, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. I love the work that you're doing at motorsport.com. It's an all-encompassing site, so no matter what you're into, I mean, I logged on just a second ago, whether you're into Formula One or IndyCar, open wheel racing, NASCAR, sports car racing, touring racing, rally racing, you cover it all. And Steve, I've noticed since you took the helm there as the gentleman in charge of the editorial side of the fence that you guys have really upped the ante. You've cracked the whip, so to speak. It's looking great.
Yeah, we've kind of gone from just a site that printed a bunch of press releases to the site that I think globally is turning into the top site. We've hired a bunch of people from Autosport, including Charles Bradley, the editor-in-chief there, Jonathan Noble, their F1 correspondent, and in a couple of weeks we'll have Jim. God, I should remember his name. He's from the Charlotte Observer. Brain fade, NASCAR. He's their NASCAR reporter. Mm-hmm. So he and Lee Spencer together, I think, will be the best NASCAR team. It'll come to me before the show's over. But, we ramped up kind of one series at a time. We've ramped up on Formula One, and then comes NASCAR, and then I imagine IndyCar is going to be next, and I'm kind of a proponent of the NHRA and drag racing, so I'm hoping to beef that up a little bit. So, you know, it's tough covering everything because motorsports, you know, if you cover baseball, it's just one sport. Football is just one sport. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got cars, Formula One cars are so different from drag racing cars, which are so different from the world of outlaw sprint cars. You know, it's a lot harder to cover everything in motorsports than it is any other one sport, as far as I'm concerned.
That's very well said, Steve. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, there are some folks who love all aspects of motorsport. It's some folks that love absolutely everything, like myself. But there are other folks that are just strictly focused, that are just into Formula One, or they're just into NASCAR, or they're just into, like you say, drag racing. So you really got to tailor to those folks who are almost experts in their particular choice of of racing series, because some of these folks get so into it. It's remarkable. I know there's a gentleman that works at one of the big hotels here in the Orlando area who does the Hispanic Formula One show on one of the radio stations around here. When we come back, we'll talk about Formula One, and we'll talk about some of the stories of late, and invite listeners' calls at 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World Live all across North America and around the world via GCNLive.com. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long. Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
We're into fine machines here on Auto World, whether it's a new car, classic car, racing car, we're talking about it all. Stephen Cole Smith is with us, esteemed automotive journalist. He's the editorial director, the gentleman behind the wonderful website covering every aspect of the motorsport world. It's motorsports.com. And before that break there, I was relaying the story of this gentleman that I know who here in Orlando, where I'm residing now, there are a lot of high-end hotels, and this gentleman is a real high-end hotel employee. He runs one of the restaurants there, and on the side, he does a radio show, a Hispanic radio show, focusing on Formula One. This guy's like an expert in Formula One. And Steve, there are a lot of people here in North America, it seems, you know, that have got into Formula One. There always have been the diehards, but, you know, I talk to a lot of people who either DVR or get up at the whatever time it needs to be to see some of these races. And certainly Formula One has been in the headlines of late. And unfortunately, we've lost another great racer.
We did, Bob. I guess technically we lost him about 9 months ago when he had the crash. Jules Bianchi of the Marussia racing team. Those who follow F1 will remember that horrible crash and just an absolute downpour where his car hydroplaned and slid into and actually underneath basically a cherry picker that was trying to pick up another car that already slid off and suffered head injuries. And, you know, we did not hear anything good about his condition, so we knew eventually that it was going to come. And I guess mercifully it did a day or two ago. So Jules Bianchi, age 25, by all accounts, a guy I never met, but you know, people always say good things about somebody after they're gone, but this is a guy people were talking up when he was still alive, that he was going to be maybe one of the next superstars. He was driving for the bottom team, and he still managed to score points at Monaco last year, so that really put him on the map of a lot of people. So definitely a tragedy. I mean, Formula One, like you said, and it's something true in every aspect of the automobile world, whether it's cars or racing. No matter how much you and I study up, Bob, there's always people out there that know more than we do about certain things. And
yep.
With F1 especially, you have got to be careful because, like you said, there are so many diehard fans out there that you get one misspelling or one fact wrong and your credibility is gone. So, you know, it's been tough at motorsport.com. I managed to break a story a couple of days ago that was pretty important to U.S. fans, though, that, you know, we know there's going to be a team from the U.S., or at least U.S.-owned next year with Gene Haas, the guy that's partnered with Tony Stewart in NASCAR, but there's also a consortium of investors here in the U.S., including a guy named James Carney, a financier in New York, and Tavo Hellman, the guy that put COTA together and is behind the Mexico Grand Prix. They're trying to buy a team, and by all accounts, the team they're trying to buy is Marussia. Actually, it's called Manor Marussia. You have to keep part of the original name in there. So they call it Manor, but technically it's Manor Marussia. Interesting. It's definitely the last team. It's the only team that hasn't scored points this year. The drivers Roberto Mirri and Will Stevens are 19th and 20th out of 20 drivers. So why would anybody want to buy this team? Well, because of the way it works in Formula One, the top 10 teams, and there's only 10 right now, get a share of the money that Bernie Ecclestone brings in. And I believe Marussia is up for about $46 billion next year. Being the absolute last team, that's still a lot of money. So, you know, these investors are thinking if they can come in, you know, they'll have that money as a nest egg, bring in some sponsors, and maybe they can upgrade the team a little bit because right now the team is using last year's Ferrari's engines. They've got no upgrades planned for 2016 where all the other teams are already, you know, trying to up their game. But, I mean, it's so tough. You look at the top 20, there's only 20. Jenson Button is 17th with McLaren. Fernando Alonso is 18th. Those guys are right there at the back. That's a big team. Those are big names. Those are guys that have won a lot of races, and they're so far back now that, you know, they're not even really on the radar. So it's a tough sport, and it's a tough sport to sell to Americans with no American drivers or American teams. So hopefully that's going to change. I think having the race – at Austin, and then another one in Mexico. I think there's the Hispanic fans here in the U.S. are going to have something to cheer for, because I know there'll be at least two Hispanic drivers next year as there is this year. So a lot going on in Formula One, but it may not seem like it. It may seem like Lewis Hamilton is running away with the championship, which he certainly is. But a few places back and then all the way to the end, there's a lot of stories there.
Absolutely. And again, for folks who would like to check out motorsport.com, definitely check out Jonathan Noble's column on remembering this great potential superstar and gentleman who we lost, as Steve said, really 9 months ago, but just a few days back. Let's talk about NASCAR stuff. I understand Kyle Busch is on a little bit of a tear.
Boy, yeah, I just finished watching the race from New Hampshire, and it was a tough track. Those guys were loose. Those guys were all over the place, and that's the kind of race that plays into Kyle Busch's hands. And man, what a story we've got there, Bob. The Xfinity race, the race before the Daytona 500. Of course, he hits the wall at Daytona, a wall that has now been softened with safer barriers. But it broke his leg and his foot. It really messed him up, and we were wondering if he not only would ever come back, if he could certainly come back this year. And he came back, and he's won three of the last four races. NASCAR has already said you have to be in the chase. You have to at least attempt all the races. They're waiving that requirement for Kyle Busch because they're taking responsibility for the severity of his crash. They said there should have been a safer barrier in that wall. So NASCAR granted him an end to the chase if he can do two things. One is win a race, and two, finish in the top 30 in points. He's already done the first, and now the second one is what he's after. I think he's 37th now, working his way up. A lot of people thought it would be impossible to climb that many points before the chase starts. But, man, there's nothing like winning races to put points on the board.
Absolutely. Our telephone number, 855-660-4261. Easy trivia question. Can't believe no one has got this one. I remember this so well. The TR7, who gave us the TR7? The advertising slogan was, "The shape of things to come." The telephone number is, again, 855-660-4261, or bob@boblongradio.com. Understand it was actually quite warm, not only down here in Florida, but up in New Hampshire where the NASCAR race was today. And that can definitely take a toll on a driver. Even in cold weather, driving a NASCAR is a very warm experience.
Yeah, I noticed that Austin Dillon, who's in great shape and is far younger than we are, was clutching an ice bag when he came out of the car and talked to the announcers. It's definitely warm in there. That's a track you don't get much time to rest in. It's just a mile. It's very slick today, so those guys were working really hard. And I can imagine, even though they have cool suits, that a lot of those guys are going to be pretty sore in the morning, a little bit hot. And it did affect the race itself. It was much hotter than it was in practice. So those guys had to make some adjustments at the last minute and just hope for the best.
When we come back on the other side, we'll take some calls and we'll talk some new car stuff and see where Steve has been, what he has driven recently on the road and at home. And we'll continue to, of course, to leave motorsports open and on the table for your calls and questions. 855-660-4261. You are listening to Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Thankfully, we have a winner on the trivia question. It was beginning to bother me. The trivia question is gave us the TR7. Of course, it was Triumph. In 1975, it was introduced, the shape of things to come, the wedge-shaped vehicle. And Michael is a gentleman in California who has come up with the answer to that question. And, boy, doesn't seem that long ago, but it was that long ago. And certainly, talking a little bit earlier today with Paul Eisenstein, and we were talking about Steve, how Stephen Cole Smith is with us, esteemed automotive journalist and contributor to so many publications, Auto Week, Car and Driver, the Tribune newspaper consortium, and, of course, the editorial director for Motorsport.com. The fact that when we look back to the 1970s, I mean, they used to say, like, a quick car would go 0 to 60 in under 10 seconds. A world-class car would go 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds. And nowadays, I mean, we have sedans and we have all kinds of things running 0 to 60 in the threes and even in the twos. And it's amazing that the folks at Tesla, the electric car company, Elon Musk had kind of come up with a high-performance version of their Tesla Model S. I called it the insane mode, kind of a boost to the electric power in the vehicle. Now he's got a ludicrous mode, which makes the Tesla Model S scoot from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. And there's plans down the road to come out with a roadster like the original Tesla, which is going to come out with what they call a plaid pants or a plaid mode, and that's all tribute to a movie. But isn't it amazing how the 0 to 60 times have become lower and lower, and yet we see higher and higher fuel economy
in an electric vehicle? That's an amazing 2.8 seconds. Not just electric, a jet powered vehicle, that's pretty fast. It's amazing, the Tesla. I wish I had more time in them. I've only driven one. It's amazing what they're doing with those cars. But I can imagine that ludicrous mode has got to be a little bit hard on your fuel economy, though, or rather your electric usage. I don't imagine you can launch very often, at 2.8 seconds and expect to get very far on your battery pack. But I think if he's trying to make a point, he certainly did.
Absolutely, and it's gonna the Roadster is gonna have a mode called the Maximum Plaid Mode, and that actually goes back to a movie, and we have somebody who's dialed us up immediately here. Dan, is it Dan or Don? Don is in Iowa. Don in Iowa. All those three phrases, why don't we punch them up, Patrick, on line one? All those three phrases that Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla, is utilizing are actually from a movie from the 1980s, the Insane Mode, the Ludicrous Mode, and the upcoming Maximum Plaid Mode. And you are a gentleman, I understand, that has the answer to which movie is the inspiration for all these different very interesting exaggeratives. What movie used those terms?
Well, I thought it was Spaceballs. So that's what I came up with.
Well, you are 100% correct. Congratulations. we're going to give you a cool prize. Excellent. What's your favorite new vehicle? What's your favorite classic vehicle?
Oh, man. Well, right now I'm driving. I have a Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. I just went over 302,000 miles.
Wow.
I'm looking for another one. So I'm actually, yes, this weekend I was shopping for another Jeep Wrangler Unlimited.
Well, you can't argue with that kind of success, and certainly Jeep is a brand that's done so well. Hang on the line, Don, and we'll get all your information, and be sure to tell Patrick what vehicle you would like that Haynes manual for. Jeep is definitely a brand on the march, Steve, and we've seen so many new Jeep introductions of late. We've seen the Renegade, and of course last year we saw the Cherokee, and eventually that Hellcat engine, I understand, is going to find its way into the in the Grand Cherokee. I think they're going to call it the a Roadhawk or something like that. That's the rumors that I'm hearing.
Yeah, I was just with the Dodge guys to drive in the new Viper ACR, and they still aren't ready to admit that, but they are denying it with less gusto than they did the last time I asked a couple of months ago.
Very good. And it's amazing to think that today also, recently we had on the program the communications director for Chevrolet, Monty Doran, who is telling us that in many households who have the new Corvette, the C7 Corvette, and I still haven't had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of that one yet, or the Z06, that it's the mileage leader, because the Corvette Coupe, especially with the automatic transmission, can achieve more than 30 miles per gallon on the highway.
That's astounding. You know, it's such a big, powerful engine. It's just loping along at that speed. But, it's just, who would have thought that we would have anything over 200 horsepower, 20 years ago? I assumed we'd all be driving Honda Insights and Toyota Priuses. But the fact that the Hellcat exists with 707 horsepower and some of these other cars. And I got to tell you about this new Viper Model 2. It's the fastest streetcar made, period.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the ACR.
Well, it's there's two kinds of fast. One is in a straight line, and one is on a racetrack. And this actually is the slowest Viper made when it comes to the straight line. It'll only go, and I say only, it'll only go 177, whereas a couple of other Viper models will go over 200. The reason this one is slower is because of the downforce. It's got massive wings. It's got enormous wings on the back. Big splitter on the front that looks like the NASCAR truck series splitters. It's got vents all over the place. It's got ducts. It's amazing. And we took a lap around Virginia National Raceway with the test driver, and he did that lap. It was the fastest lap I've ever been around. He took about three or four people around, and then his arms were so tired. This is a guy who's maybe mid-30s and much better shape than I am. His arms were so tired he couldn't keep going. That's how hard he was working. I mean, these were not just fast laps. These were laps like you're qualifying for a NASCAR race. It was amazing to watch. But this car has brand-new tires that are also amazing. They're made by Kumho, and they've got huge Brembo carbon brakes, all for $117,000 base.
Wow, that's quite a performance bargain, no question about it. What other new vehicle launches have you been on in recent times?
Well, I haven't been on that many. I've got a few coming up, but I've got some cars come through, like the new Honda Pilot, which is a really nice one. Also the CR-V. I'm going to be on a Toyota trip here pretty soon. As we're getting toward the end of the season, there's so many. Oh, the dogs just realized I was on.
That's okay.
Yeah, there's so
live
many,
radio.
Brand new cars coming out that, you know, it's almost hard to keep track of everything that's being put together right now.
Absolutely. This past week, I've been driving the BMW Z4, and it's hard these days because the power plants don't line up with the numbers like it used to. This is the four-cylinder variant, which is still calling the 2.8, but in reality, it has a 2-liter four-cylinder engine, and this thing has got just a tremendous automatic transmission in it. I mean, it's not even a dual-clutch unit. This thing rattles off shifts, and when you put it in sport mode, you can see that it changes the throttle mapping because it holds the gears and everything is in attack mode. It's a really cool car, and it's got the M Sport package, which gives BMW buyers, you know, for those who don't want to step up and get the full M, they've done this across the lineup with their vehicles. You can now get a little taste of an M vehicle across the BMW portfolio, which I think is a really good thing.
Oh, yeah. I had an M3 a couple of weeks ago, and I've always liked M3s, and I've always liked BMWs. I own two bikes and one car, so that's always been my favorite German brand. But it seemed like the M3 kind of slipped for a few years, and it's back now to a point where I think it's one of the best cars on the road. BMWs have always steered so well that they've been the benchmark for just about every other car company on handling.
So true, Steve. Straight ahead, more with Stephen Cole Smith.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Spend your life with Extendo-Vite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive journalist Stephen Cole Smith is with us. He's also the man behind the editorial side of Motorsport.com. So if you're into all things motorsport, whether it be Formula One, IndyCar, Open Wheel, NASCAR, sports car, touring, rally, and much more, you should check out this great sport, this great website that focuses on all of motorsport. And it's simply Motorsport.com. We've got a question here from Kevin in Michigan. Kevin wants Steve, your take on the big race at the Iowa Speedway and a victory for Andretti. Tell us a little bit of your thoughts about the Indy race.
Well, it was a race kind of dominated by Chevrolet, but won by Honda, and Honda certainly needed that very badly. Some of the Honda guys are making a real comeback. I'm glad to see Graham Rahal do as well as he did. I've actually raced at the track in Iowa, and I really like it. It was designed by Rusty Wallace. It's not quite a mile. It's a really good facility, and the people in Iowa absolutely turn out. The ones that come know they're racing and know what they're looking at and are very enthusiastic about it. So I was glad to see a good race and a good turnout, and I was happy to see Honda back in the winner's circle.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you have a question about new vehicles or have a question about any area of motorsports, Stephen Cole Smith can help you out. There's no question about that. And one thing cool that you've got at motorsport.com that I really highly recommend that folks check out is something that you call Motorsport TV. Tell us about that.
I don't know much about it. That's done down in Miami. Unfortunately, I don't have to live there. But I know we've got a race driver, Guy Cosmo, doing a show for us. It's kind of funny and kind of light. The rest of it is actually out of Europe. Some of our Europe guys over there, probably two-thirds of our staff are actually not in the United States. We've got people in South America, China, Russia, Australia, pretty much all over the globe. So a lot of the motorsports TV is done basically with European-related racing in mind, more like the WEC and, of course, F1. But the motorsports show with Guy Cosmo is done down in Florida. Guy lives there. And it's a lot of fun. The one up there now is about little Emo, Emerson Fittipaldi's grandson, I believe, who's just now getting into racing. Emo, of course, lives part-time in Miami, so he was easy to get to. We change that up every week, and I never know what's going to be up there from one week to another. I try to stay as far away from the TV side as I can.
Very good. Let's talk. Let's see. We've got a question for Steve. Comes in from Jason. And Jason is in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's a good question, Jason. Thank you for emailing me up. And the question is about sponsorship. He wants to know how sponsorship is going in motorsports here in 2015 with so many ad dollars being pulled in so many different directions, varied directions. He wants to know if any of the racing series have suffered from a lack of sponsorship and wants an overall sponsorship picture from you, Steve.
Well, it's a great question, Jason. There's a few little tip-offs that you can check out. You can look at the schedule for NASCAR or for IndyCar and see what races are coming up and what they're called. You know, we've got the Indianapolis Brickyard 400 coming up next week. That's sponsored by Crown Royal. But who's the sponsor of all the other races? You know, the Iowa race was the Corn 300. You know, we've had other races that are charities, anti-drunk driving, disease organizations that are against those. You can pretty well figure those are not what we call paying sponsors for the races. And if they're having trouble getting the races sponsored, you can imagine the drivers themselves are having trouble and really having to beat the bush. It's going to be fascinating to see. It's going to be a real barometer to see what happens with Danica Patrick with GoDaddy going away at the end of the year. Is she going to get another sponsor that basically carries her through the entire season? Is she going to have to pick up little pieces, bits and pieces here. You know, even Kevin Harvick, who's pretty much dominating. You know, he had the Jimmy John's car today. He'll probably have the Outback car some other time. We're not going to have many sponsors that sponsor the whole year round, like DuPont used to sponsor Jeff Gordon. Of course, one exception is Menard. For Paul Menard, since his dad owns the company, it's pretty certain that he can keep that sponsorship. But, you know, we see these sponsors changing from one race to another. That's because these guys are scrambling to get the car sponsored, you know, for the entire 36-race season. And then you can imagine the trickle-down when you go down to IndyCar, down to sports car racing, over to NHRA. You know, Castrol pulled out after more than 30 years with John Force. Ford pulled out. He's replaced them with sponsors that, my understanding is, aren't paying as much as those original sponsors, but it's enough to keep the team going. You know, we keep hearing that the recession is over and we're seeing a turnaround, but in motorsports, I'm not sure we are. A lot of empty seats in the stands in Loudon today. Is that because of a lack of interest in NASCAR? Is it because of money? It's not because of gas prices, because we've seen those go down, and we've seen a small increase in attendance at races. I think you can trace to that, but nothing major. So I think every race series, including Formula One, has got to be a little bit worried right now.
Got an interesting new car question here from Krista in Virginia. She wants to ask both of us our favorite performance-oriented hybrid vehicle. She says she has a long commute to work. She'd like to drive something sporty with an edge, but she feels as if a hybrid could save her a lot of money. Well, I'll cast my vote first, and then, Steve, you can think about it. I'm really impressed with a couple of different vehicles, but the one that probably comes to the top of my head is the GS from Lexus. That is probably one of the only hybrid sedans. It's not exactly a cheap piece, but you know, if you're looking for something in the mid-40s or $50,000 range, this is a vehicle that does a wonderful job of driving like a non-hybrid vehicle. And certainly if it's got the F-Sport package like the one that I had the opportunity to drive as well, really gives you that performance edge with the hybrid fuel economy. How about you, Steve?
I'm with you in the manufacturer, but I don't have your kind of money, Bob. I'm thinking the little CT200H, which essentially is sort of a hatchback wagonish version of the Prius. I think it's a very pretty vehicle. The Prius has never really impressed me as anything that I want to drive on a daily basis. I know that it's revolutionized our business. I know there are millions of Prius fans out there that are very happy with what the car does, but the Prius has never been fun to drive. So when I got in my first CT200H, I was not expecting much, and I was very pleasantly surprised. In fact, our Toyota representative, Joe, up in Atlanta, was agonizing over what to buy because he wanted to keep something, of course, in the Toyota Lexus range. This is what he got, and as far as I know, he is very happy with it.
Very good. We got a question here from Jeff in Connecticut, in Stamford, Connecticut, and it's an interesting question here. He says he wants to actually recommend a couple of movies that have been released in recent times and wants to know if either one of us have any movies that we could recommend for folks who love motorsports. He said he particularly loved the movie about Anton Sienna, and certainly that was a great movie, and he also loved the Rush movie. Those are two recommendations that Jeff throws out there in the table, and he would like some recommendations from the both of us. Certainly, I haven't checked out the Snake and Mongoose movie yet, Steve. It's on my list. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I did see a very early tape of it before it came out, and it's very low budget. It's sort of TV-like, but it's a lot of fun. If you like vintage drag racing, there's a lot of good stuff in it. There's a lot of people that make cameos, everybody from Alexis DeJoria to Shirley Muldowney pops up, including the real Snake and Mongoose, who don't play themselves, but they kind of pop up, I think, riding around in a golf cart. It's a lot of fun. It's not something you would want to take someone to who's not a motorsports or a drag racing fan. A lot of little inside things there that race fans would appreciate, but just the average public, I think it's not going to be great for them. Otherwise, yeah, I tend to look to the lighter side. I still think Talladega Nights is one of the funniest movies I've seen in a long time. And there's so much, if you cover NASCAR, there's so much in there that actually applies to NASCAR that it's astounding. As ridiculous as that sounds, some of the sponsorship stuff. Going back to car movies, two of my favorites, Two-Lane Blacktop, James Taylor movie, and Vanishing Point, the original Vanishing Point from 1971, which I watched in a theater, went out, I guess I was 16, got in my Mach 1 Mustang and spun it on the way home after watching that movie. So, I don't know if I should recommend it for that reason, but still two movies that really resonate with me.
Excellent. As usual, the hour flies anytime you're with us. Steve, thank you so much for your time here today.
Always a pleasure being with you, Bob. You're a pro.
Thank you so much, my friend. There he is, esteemed automotive journalist Stephen Cole Smith. Check out motorsports.com, motorsport.com. This is Auto World. That will do it for this hour.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.